AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Coca-Cola consolidated's 4% rebound improves the short-term chart, but pressure and volume stay cautious. Coke outpaced its beverage group last week and remains above its weekly trend line. Yet the move came on 0.8x volume, with activity pressure still below zero. Research brief. Coca-Cola consolidated closed at $195.6 for the week ended 3 July, up 4.0% on the week and 8.7% over 4 weeks. The trend signal remains active after a 36-week stretch, but the setup is balanced rather than clean, with negative activity pressure, light participation, and a valuation premium that leaves less room for disappointment. Key points. 1. Coke rose 4.0% last week, ahead of the U.S. beverages non-alcoholic industry average of 1.9% and the U.S. consumer defensive sector average of 1.5%. 2. The stock closed 9.4% above its $178.8 weekly trend line, while sitting 10.8% below its $219.4 52-week high. 3. Momentum is split by horizon. 1W and 4W returns are positive at 4.0% and 8.7%, but the 12W return remains negative at negative 3.7%. 4. Volume was 2.2 million shares, equal to 0.8x the 13-week average and 0.9x the 52-week average, so the latest rebound lacks strong participation evidence. 5. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.63, while relative strength is positive at 8.76, keeping the ShareMaestro read balanced. Price action repairs the near-term read. Coca-Cola consolidated finished the week at $195.6, a 4.0% gain that placed it fifth among 16 U.S. non-alcoholic beverage names for weekly performance. The move also beat the broader consumer defensive group, where the average weekly return was 1.5%, and it lifted the four-week advance to 8.7%. The longer view is less tidy. The stock is still down 3.7% over 12 weeks, despite gains of 30.9% over 26 weeks and 67.4% over 52 weeks. At 78.6% of its 52-week range, Coke remains in the upper band, but the 10.8% gap to the $219.4 high shows the prior drawdown has not been fully repaired. Trend signal holds, market dynamics do not confirm. The trend backdrop is active, with 36 active weeks and trend breadth of 69.2% across the 52-week window. Price is 9.4% above the $178.8 weekly trend line, keeping the regime constructive for now. Relative strength is also positive at 8.76, and the stock ranks around the 75th percentile within U.S. consumer defensive peers. The caution is in market dynamics. Activity pressure remains negative at negative 0.63, despite improvement from recent readings. And the stock carries a balanced composite score of 62, rather than a broad confirmation profile. ShareMaestro next week expectancy is positive at 55.20%, but that edge is modest and depends on pressure stabilizing rather than fading again. Sector and industry context is supportive, but not one way. The beverage industry looks healthier than the wider defensive sector. In U.S. beverages non-alcoholic, 56.2% of stocks have active weekly trend signals, 62.5% show positive activity pressure, and 50.0% show positive relative strength. That compares with the consumer defensive sector at 47.0% trend breadth, 59.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and only 35.0% positive relative strength breadth. Coke's profile sits between those two reads. Its trend signal and relative strength are positive, while its activity pressure is not. Within the beverage peer set, stronger weekly movers included Zevia at 12.2% and Celsius at 11.1%, while Coca-Cola Euro-Pacific Partners added 4.9%. Coke's weekly performance was competitive, but its 12-week loss of 3.7% trails the beverage industry's 9.2% average gain over the same period. Volume, valuation, and risk define the next test. The latest advance came on 2.2 million shares, below the 2.6 million 13-week and 52-week averages. That 0.8x volume ratio is not a rejection of the move, but it does withhold stronger confirmation. Recent history also shows that heavier participation has mattered in both directions, including the 14.5% decline in early May on 4.7 million shares and the 3.6% gain on 3.0 million shares in late June. Valuation distance is another risk marker. The close is 62.8% above Share Maestro fair value of $120.2, signaling a substantial premium demand. Weekly volatility is running at 5.5%, slightly above the 52-week base of 5.3%, with 34 positive weeks and 18 negative weeks over the past year. The average up week is 4.1%, while the average down week is negative 4.4%. So downside weeks have tended to be marginally larger when they arrive. What to watch next? The key weekly level is the trend line at $178.8. Holding above it would keep the active trend signal intact, while a move back toward that area would test whether the 36-week regime still has buyer support. The cleaner confirmation would be a turn in activity pressure from negative to positive, ideally alongside volume above the 13-week baseline. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would give the next move a stronger participation signature. Until then, Koch has constructive price action and relative strength, but the evidence remains mixed rather than decisive. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.